from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
MLB All-Star Game last night. We are officially at the midpoint of the season. And now we have a chance to look back at what we thought the Tigers were going to be before the first game. How about some receipts from Fact or Fiction? So Greg did the work. He went back through and he has pulled receipts. These are our opinions from the eve of the season. Fact or fiction? Greg, take it away.
Okay, the first topic, the Tigers would have a winning record. John, Mr. Sunshine and Rayballs, maybe you should be coaching Hawaii. You said fact. Costa, you said this was fiction. The verdict, they are currently 47-50. Their live over-under said it's 79.5 wins for the season. They would need a 35-30 second half of the season to go over.
John, what were you thinking?
Oh, well, I'm thinking that they're going to be right there at 500. And the big question is going to be, what do they do at the trade deadline? That's going to be very pivotal in whether or not they make the over. Because the over-under, we set it at 80.5, and it was, I took the over. And then it was, now it's not 79.5. I don't know. I'm still holding tight to that.
The Tigers will win the AL Central. John, you said that was fiction. Costa, you said that was fiction. The verdict, there's more season to go, but they're 12 games back. Currently plus 10,000 odds to win the AL Central.
Yeah, I feel pretty solid in that one.
Me
that's,
too.
That's not going to bite us.
We got this.
Yeah.
Here's a big one. Tarek Skubal will win the AL Cy Young Award. John, you said this was fiction. And Costa's response? We've got an audio daily double.
This is a guy I'll plant a flag on, John. This is a guy, he's finally healthy. He's always had the stuff. If this guy works up to 200 innings this year, or close to it, there's very few 200-inning pitchers, he will get strikeouts. He's going to have the stats. I say fact. Tarek Skubal, Cy Young winner.
Oh, ouch.
So there is season left to go, and he's still got to do it. However, he is currently the betting favorite to win the AL Cy Young. And not only that, he is at minus odds. It is minus 130 for Skubal to win the AL Cy Young.
Yeah, at the risk of jinxing him, this is one. I'm not doing well in these by any stretch of the imagination. The most obvious one, that they're not going to win the Central, right? Okay, that was...
You nailed it.
Nailed it. The rest of them, man, I'm doing... this is bad.
No matter how poorly the Tigers start out in April, John will, quote, let it play out. John, you said fact. Costa, you also said fact. To me, the verdict is not applicable. The Tigers did not start poorly in April. They finished 17-13 after April. So, really? No action.
No action.
Yep.
Cole Keith hits 20-plus home runs. John, you said that was fiction. Costa, we've got another audio daily double.
Fact.
Oh,
fact.
Wow. Now I take back what I said earlier. I'm not just the sunshine and roses here. I think you're smoking something.
I picked my spots. He had 27 a year ago in the minors, 13 in AAA.
Wait. Say that again. Where was that?
Well, I'm using it to build a point and project.
Okay. Oh, please do.
He had 27 in the minors, 13 in AAA, but it was 67 games. There's a pace. They signed him before he even had an at-bat in the majors. There's a belief that he can hit. I will take the over. I will say fact.
All right, Colt Keith has 9 home runs in 86 games. So not out of the realm of possibility, but he's got to really pick it up at the second half.
Yeah, but he's picked it up, obviously, in July. Was it 5 home runs in July?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, he's not going to keep that pace, but I'm not going to call you crazy for thinking that he gets to that 20-plus number. In fact, I'll even give you the push at 20.
Everybody knows I've always had Colt Keith's back.
11 home runs. Right. 11 home runs to go in 65 games.
Fiction!
Oh, don't worry, John. Crazy, that's coming up.
Oh. Ugh.
Spencer Torkelson, 40-plus home runs. John, oh, it's another audio daily double.
Oh, no. Fact.
Oh, this no. guy, come on. Oh, no. Like six dudes hit 40 a year ago, and he's one of them, huh?
No. No, he did not last year.
That's my point.
Yes, I think this year we saw his bat fire up. Now, there's going to be a lot of strikeouts that come with it. There's going to be some pain along the way, but he is becoming an all or nothing type of guy, and I think he does find a way. Now, I just said Colt Keith didn't hit any in the spring training. Neither did Spencer Torkelson, but what I'm leaning on is the experience that he has had over the last couple of years to be able to adjust, to make changes, not let pressure get to him, and that's where I think Colt Keith is going to have to manage that type of pressure. Yeah, I don't think pressure got to him. I don't know that pressure affects him at all. This is horrific.
Now, John, you did say he's all or nothing.
Yeah,
that
so we got nothing.
Accurate?
Yeah, yes. I think he's gonna. I thought I said fact, and he's not even on the ball club.
Costa did say fiction, although he did predict about a 30 home run season out of Torque.
But I wasn't as wrong as John, which is most important.
The verdict. I will mark it extremely unlikely. Look, if this were Vegas, we wouldn't give you your money yet. But if this was in the middle of an NCAA tournament game, we'd advance them in the bracket. He's got 4 home runs in 54 games. Jim will administer a third strike to Scott Harris in the season. John says that is fact. Jim Costa says that is fiction. Verdict? To be determined.
Yeah.
Hey, he could give him strike 3 tomorrow, could give him September 1st, and he could not the entire season.
The amount of times that we have to hear about Chapman and Martinez and list of bats they could have added, I kind of feel like he hasn't come out and said strike 3, but I think it's assumed.
Parker Meadows will lead the team in stolen bases. John, fact. Costa said that was fact. The verdict. He currently has 4 stolen bases. Still tied for 5th on the team. Wenzel Perez and Zach McKinstry co-lead with 7 each.
So he could do it.
He 100% could do it. He is the guy, if he can find ways to get on base. And, I mean, I think this, it's not like it's out of the out of reach.
Well, they don't run. That's the takeaway there. 7 is the team
lead. Parker Meadows is the guy that would be able to do it.
And he could get 10 and lead the team in stolen bases.
Jackson Joe will make his major league debut in 2024. John, fiction. Costa, you said fiction. Hey, just like the Scott Harris strike 3, to be determined.
Yeah, TBD.
Could pitch Friday, could be September 1st, could be September 26th, could be never this year.
I still don't think that he gets that opportunity, that call up this year. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but I think that they're going to take their time and wait.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cary Carpenter will be second on the team in home runs, and then it was also added in behind Torque, which is not going to happen. But the spirit of the question is, will he finish second in home run? John, you said fiction and said Parker Meadows. Yep. Jim Costa, you said fact. Cary Carpenter is currently fourth on the team in home runs with 8. Vierling is second with 12. Riley Green leads with 17.
Yep. We don't know if Carpenter's coming back anytime soon. So that's not going to happen.
Torque is tied for 10th on the team with 4.
Yes, right ahead of Parker Meadows with 3.
This is not good for you.
Javi Baez will play 130 games played. John, you said fact. Jim, you said fact. Not for the reasons that you guys said, but this is a bet that has been paid. The ticket's been cashed. It is fiction.
Yep, can't make it.
38 games missed for Javi Baez. He cannot make it to 130 on the season.
It's hard to predict an injury. We both thought they were going to be forced to play him because they're paying him.
Yes, and you guys thought that they wouldn't be bought out. He would still be playing.
Yep.
Last one. The Tigers will be buyers at the trade deadline. John, you said fiction. Costa, you put this as fiction. The verdict? To be determined. They are likely sellers, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Likely sellers at, I don't even know if you want to say at best, or, I mean, maybe they stand pat because they don't get what they want with Flaherty, or they actually, I don't know, could they be classified as buyers if they extend Flaherty? Because they're buying another year.
You're getting kind of cute, but sure, it depends what else they do. If that's the only move they do, then that's sure.
I mean, that you could say that's a part of it, but I mean, standing pat is obviously not buyers, but there's no way that they go out and try and find a bat at this time to help this team.
No, they won't. John, how do you feel you did?
I don't know. I know. I did terribly.
Well, how about this? Before they start the second half, later this week, we'll do a second half fact or fiction, which definitely won't be used against you later in the year.
Hopefully I'll use more common sense. Hope is not a strategy, and I used a lot of hope.
Torque 40 home runs. It's fact or fiction, 97.1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.